Our next speaker needs little introduction. All of the speakers on this platform I know will have your respect, but probably few will have your love to the extent of Tony Benn.
The first is to understand precisely what has happened. America has invaded Iraq. America has conquered Iraq. America has turned Iraq into an American colony. And the new Iraq is totally undemocratic. The new Iraq is occupied by a country with weapons of mass destruction. The new Iraq is a threat to its neighbors, Syria and Iran, and maybe other countries. And the most serious case of looting that is going on in Iraq at the moment is the looting of Iraqi oil by the American military. Remember this, imperialism is not a new phenomenon, and all imperial powers always present themselves as humanitarian. When Napoleon conquered Egypt, he said he came as a liberator. We were told when we had the British Empire that we were performing God's will all over the world. And do not believe for one moment that the people that are enslaved can be liberated by a foreign enemy that comes and steals their country from them. That is the first thing we have to understand. The second thing we have to understand is that if we are to succeed, we must build on the fantastic organization that has been started by the Stop the War movement. I've never in my lifetime, and I'm an old man, seen movements of this size or this character operating. And what we have done is to build friendship between many peoples whom we are now told are our enemies. I hope the Muslims in Britain recognize they have millions and millions of friends in Britain, and we value your presence here. There are millions of Americans who support what we do. And the American people are suffering from the war in their own way because Bush is cutting Social Security. He's even cutting the benefits for the Vietnam War veterans in order to make tax cuts and win the war. And we've got to keep this movement intact. Now the third thing we have to do is to act. And I think it's worthwhile reminding the British people that just as Iraq is an American colony, Britain is an American colony too. And I want to liberate the people of Britain from the domination of our society by the United States of America. I want to see all the American bases in Britain closed. I do not want to see American bombers going from Fairford and bombing Syrians and Iranians the way they have bombed the Iraqis. And I want to see us make real in our generation the hopes of the United Nations. Now, the United Nations is not perfect, but it was what my generation built up at the end of the war. Now we must make it democratic. We must see that the great powers, including America, are bound to obey the laws of the United Nations. And if we're going to do that, my good friends, we have to keep this movement alive in Britain, in America, in France, Germany, China, all over the Arab world, all over Africa and Asia. Because the only power able to control the new empire is the people of the world, and we must unite. Thank you very much.